Check. Oh yes.
We're gonna talk about instant coffee here in a second, because say what you want, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos. Name that movie. All right, let's call the brand.
What's up?
Whoa, you are very loud.
Hold on. Oh, sorry. I'll turn it down. Check. That's because I've been up for like 6 hours and like you just woke up. It's fine. We're all fine.
Why have you been up for 6 hours? And why are you in a golf shirt?
This is a horse riding shirt.
That's a horse riding shirt?
Yeah, a really nice one. Actually, it's one of my faves. You button it up technically, but you know, I'm not riding right now, so.
Wow. Sounds like a polo.
It's nicer than a polo shirt. We ride in polo shirts at home, but when you compete, these are called dress shirts. Usually they're long sleeves, but in the summer we do the short sleeve because we put a jacket on, so you can't really tell. I mean, like, ideally you're supposed to be able to see the white cuffs come out of your sleeve, and with the long sleeve shirt just like looks really nice, but you can technically get away with the short sleeve shirt under the jacket, and it's hot as balls here, so.
I kind of like it. Can like normies wear it?
Well, you know what I was thinking? Not that I ever want to try golf because it seems so boring, but if I did want to take up golf, I could use all my horse clothes probably for golf.
Yeah.
All my nice dress shirts and polos.
The uniform for one rich people sport, it totally works for the other rich people sport.
Yeah, and the gloves I wear are the same brand as golf gloves, apparently.
Really?
I forget how you pronounce it, but the R-O-E-C... K-L-E or something, Rokel gloves. I don't know if that's how you really pronounce it, but they make golf gloves also.
That's cool. So why you been up for 6 hours? Were you getting some deep duck?
No, I wish. There's actually a couple of hotties here at the horse show. I feel like a lot of times, well, like when we compete local and stuff, there's just like not a lot of dudes. For some reason, this is like a very like girl heavy sport in America. But outside of America, a lot of men ride horses and compete in show jumping. And there's a lot of people here from other countries, and the men are kind of hot.
I have a theory about this.
Let's hear it.
Well, in other countries, I don't think they have like cowboys, right? Like there's not like rodeos.
No.
And I feel like if you're going to be a horse guy in America, you're a rodeo guy. You're a buck and bronco guy. You're not over here sauntering and high-stepping and being a posh mofo.
Right. But in other countries,
they know what's
you
up.
You are.
Yeah.
They know what's up. And you know what? It's kind of like football. It's like everyone wears these tight white pants. And it's a vibe.
I believe it. I feel like they just look rich.
Well, they don't just look rich. Yeah, they are rich.
They are, yeah. Their bank account looks rich.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you need. You need like an Argentinian.
I know.
So you need. Well, here's what you got to do. Why don't you like enter in some like tournament down there?
That's what I need to do. I think down there, you know what I need to find is a polo player.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
Argentina
thinking.
Argentina is full of polo players. I need to learn polo, and then I need to go to a polo competition down there.
Yeah. You guys got to get into the horse riding scene down in Argentina. Argentina? in the land of Argentina. In Argentina is how it's pronounced. Well, so wait, why were you up though? I don't know if you didn't get
knee-deep. Horse show days start early. We feed at like 6 a.m. And then take the horses for a walk, get all of our shit clean, and then the classes start at 8 a.m. So if you're in the first class, you got to be on your horse at like 7:30. So it's just early days.
So have you already ridden?
Well, I'm not showing today. That's why I said I could podcast today.
Got it.
So I took Star for a walk and took Astra for a walk. I have the Astra here too. And then got all my stuff like situated. And then I'm going to go back and ride this afternoon. And then I have my big classic tomorrow. The classic is like the final, like the big final class of your division is called the classic. And it's always on the last day.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's cool. Are you going to win? Are you going to get some blue ribbons up in this bitch?
I don't know. There's 50 people in my class. It's so many.
Yeah.
Star Girl got a blue ribbon Wednesday, but it was one of those rounds where as long as you jump clear, then you get a blue ribbon.
Oh.
So everyone kind of gets one if you leave the rails up and don't have time faults, but she's still got one.
It's a participation trophy. That's what you're telling
me. No, you have to participate and you have to do it correctly. You can't have a rail and you can't have a time fault, but
Yeah.
As long as you jump
What's
clear,
a time fault? It sounds like something from a time travel movie.
A time fault? Well, so with each class, there's a time allowed. And if you go over the time allowed, you get one fault for each second you go over the time allowed.
Oh, so.
So yeah. if you were like a second and a half over the time allowed, you'd get two time faults.
You're fucking slow.
Can't do that.
Giddy up, motherfucker. Let's go.
Well, you sound very, very echoey.
Do I? Well, that's because I'm in a very echoey room. And I'm just
sorry. Mexico?
I mean,
it looks very tropical out there.
It's beautiful. Do you want to see what I'm looking at here? Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Is it just you in this place?
It is just me. And I'm the talent, Brandy. I also think, Jesse just is in a different hotel. So who's the real talent?
This is a hotel? It looks like a house.
It is. This is a house, basically. It's a 3-bedroom studio. It's freaking awesome, and it's there's a new resort next to where we film called La Jolla. Ding ding. I don't have a bell. Do you have a bell?
I do not.
Oh, okay. Sans bell today. It's beautiful and they just built it. And so last year was the first year that I stayed here, and so now I'm back again. And it's wonderful and beautiful, and I'm like on the fucking water. I literally from my patio can see the Paradise Set.
What you're saying is
yeah.
I should come down there because you have a spare bedroom.
You're absolutely welcome to. Sarah Wait. Can't come. My brother can't come. If you want to come on down here, you might have to take a bunch of COVID tests, but that's it.
That's still a thing down there?
It's not really in Mexico, but we're doing it just to be safe because we don't want to get shut down. We don't want to shut down.
Like
you know?
The production's doing the COVID testing. Right.
It's a super well-oiled machine now. It's those little ones where you like drop a thing into the thing and then it shows like a little blue line if you're pregnant or not. It's like one of those now. And so you just do it every day. And so far, not pregnant. Excited.
So far, great news. How long are you there for?
I'm here through the month. So yeah, if you want to come on down.
Oh, just June?
Yeah. It used to be my brother would come out. He can't have it. He had a freaking kid. Idiot. And Sarah's
lame.
Filming her new show. So I'm here all by myself. And it's very lonely. I mean, I've got my own pool and I just like...
What?
I'm mainly doing night shoots again this year, so I'm just like I'm already sunburnt. So like today I can't go outside because I gotta you know get the
well,
tan going.
What you need to do is you need to sit under an umbrella with just your feet hanging out.
Yeah, but did you see my most recent post?
Yeah, it still looks terrible.
No, it's getting better.
That's what you need to be doing is sitting out there.
Yeah.
Under the umbrella.
You're right.
Feet hanging out.
I know. We should look at my WikiFeet score and see if it's changed. Probably has. I'm going to be probably like low energy because I was up until like 3 last night slinging drinks, telling stories, making TV, baby.
Okay.
But
wow.
I am a little sleep deprived, so you're going to get a weird show from me, if I'm going to be honest with you.
Got it.
Speaking of being sleep deprived, instant coffee? Have you had?
I hate it.
Oh, I love it. It's instant, it's so fast, and it tastes like coffee. What? Where
does it? I think it tastes like garbage.
Where have I been? The crystals in the coffee are magnificent, and I don't have to wait, make a whole thing of coffee. I can just make 1-2 cups however much I want. Just plop in a little bit of this brown doo-doo water, and then all of a sudden, boom, I got myself a cup of coffee. Ding, ding, ding. No one told me about instant coffee. I think this is my new thing.
Ew, I hate it.
I also just don't know. Coffee and wine are similar to me. It all tastes the fucking same. It's all kind of good. I don't know. You know, like people who are like, man, so-and-so's got the best cup of coffee. I'm like, I guess. It all fucking tastes like coffee to me, you know?
See, I disagree. Like there's nothing worse than that nasty, like hotel tasting coffee.
Yeah. You know the one thing that I can't stand about like hotels, especially outside the country, is they have these espresso machines. Bro, I don't need an espresso. I need a cup of normal coffee like an American does, you know? They have those little
American
pods.
Coffee.
And I don't know how to use the little pod machines ever. And it always makes the smallest amount of coffee. What's happening, guys? I got to do like...
Because everywhere else, they just drink shots of espresso all day.
Because everywhere else, they're like, this is fucking gross, and we want to get this over with as quickly as humanly possible.
Yeah.
Whereas us Americans are sadists and we want to enjoy our pain. So it's like, make it a grande, you know, a vente grande, fucking gigantic big gulp.
See, I love coffee and I can tell a difference in the taste because I'm bougie like that. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's, I think the process of making my coffee in the morning is just like therapeutic to me also.
Yeah.
It's like the only part of my day that's the exact same every day. And that's comforting to me. But I have the Chemex, you know, like glass carafe. I have like the brown cones that you put in. And then I like manually pour over my coffee every single morning. It's very therapeutic. And my coffee always tastes so good.
You're a pour over gal? Oh.
I'm a pour over gal, and then, as if that's not bougie enough, I have a milk frother that I literally travel with. I brought it with me.
Jesus
and Christ. And I froth my Oatly Barista Edition oat milk to pour into my bougie Chemex coffee.
Dude, what happened to soy milk? Is that gone? Are we done with that?
It's terrible for you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is oat milk bad for you?
No, oat milk's great.
How do we know that? Because we thought that soy milk was good for you.
Well, soy milk, though, is artificial, right? Like soy isn't.
Well, soy is.
I don't know.
That's a bean.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's hormones in it. If you want to give it a goog, like it's really bad for women to drink soy milk.
Interesting.
Oat milk though comes from a plant.
I don't do any milk. I'm a man, lady.
Questionable.
Yeah.
Should we start the show?
Let's do it. Is it me or you?
I don't know.
I think it's you. You kind of look buff in that shirt.
What?
Kind of look buff in that shirt.
I am buff.
Yeah. But by the way, you've been posting some thirst traps lately. We got to talk about it. All right, start the show.
Are they thirst traps anymore if you're just hot all the time?
Oh, ding, ding, ding.
I don't know.
I love that.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, bros and hoes, we're coming at you from on the road. It's your favorite thing podcast with...
Will, Sam, Brandy.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, guys, Bowl and Branch, yep, they're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code favorite. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, I've been noticing lots of bikini shots on the gram for the old Brandy.
I mean, here's the thing.
Yeah.
Bikini pictures, like bikini posts, do the best, obvi, because sex sells, and that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
So summertime, you have to take advantage and post as many as you can because you can't be posting those all through the winter.
True. What you should do is, though, you should like backlog a bunch of these so you can be releasing in November and December.
But then in December, people are like, what the fuck? That's not now. Like, it's freezing outside.
True. But and that you know? And you got the farm bod rocking. Like, I don't blame you. I'm just saying. Are you getting like a ton of DM slides?
I mean, I've got some good combos going on in Raya right now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Anyone of note? Any famous person?
No, you know, Raya's full of people that think they're somebody, but they're not really, but they want to be really bad, which is fine.
So, like, basically me's out there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Totally.
Yeah. Hurtful. You got multiple combos?
I got a few combos going.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give me a name.
No.
Give me a name. Come on.
No.
Anyone famous? Like, really famous, though?
Everyone's, I don't know, like, there's, like, a lot of basic people on Raya, you know? Like, a lot of, like, Matts and Kyles, and you're, like...
Chads?
I mean, actually, I haven't seen a Chad, shockingly.
That's good.
So you've got, like, a whole bunch of those, like, basics, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then once you get through all the, like, American profiles, I'll start showing you foreign people, which those are the ones you really want to get to. And then you start getting some like crazy names. You know what I mean? Brian, a lot of Matts, Mikey, Daniel, just like basic, Jay, Adam, like the most basic, like these guys.
How do you unlock the Argentinian equestrian Raya?
Well, I think they show you profiles based on where you are, which is really frustrating. PN. Like, I'm not trying to date somebody in Nashville. Ugh.
Get a VPN for your phone, change your location to Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires.
And then boom, bing, bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself Marco from Buenos Aires, who rides horses and also rides Brandeis.
That would be nice.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice.
That would be nice.
That's what I see for you. I see a Latin American equestrian who is very tan and speaks terrible English, but that's fine. We don't need him to talk a lot. We just need him to look good.
Exactly.
And makes like a hell of a hanger steak, and like that's it.
That sounds phenom.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Yeah, same.
You got any things, bro, or what?
Bro, I'm not sure.
Yeah. Cool, cool.
I'm not sure about it.
I noticed something recently.
What?
So I was at the Vedanta. That's like the staging area before you go to paradise.
Oh, I was like, what?
It's like fucking Disneyland for Mexico. I posted something and like everyone on Instagram was like, you're at the Vedanta. That's great. So anyways, I was at the Vedanta and I was sitting by the pool and I was enjoying myself and having a margarita and I was just observing. One, what happens to guys at some point, they just get this big Buddha belly in life, you know, like that's not fat. That's not, there's no way that's all fat. So that's just like impacted shit for like that. You just need to go get a colon blast, bro. Like, I just think you just have a bunch of like impacted poop in your gut because they're like fit otherwise, but then they have this huge belly. It's very, very confusing. But what's amazing about it is that when this happens, inevitably their belly button pops out like a fucking turkey timer. At what point does this happen in your life? And if it does, like, how are you not doing something about it?
Yeah. I mean, you're not wrong. It's very common to see that.
All I saw at the Vedanta. And listen, when I see it on women, I understand. Because they had a baby in there. Like, that makes sense. What's your excuse, Kyle? You need to go in there and get all this impacted doo-doo out of your stomach, bro. Like, it's got to be that. There's no way it's 12 inches of fat that you've accumulated just around your Buddha belly.
Yeah. I feel like I just always assumed it was like a beer belly.
Yeah, that's what it's called. But there's no way it's all fat.
I guess not.
I think it's poop.
No. I feel like you're not far from this happening to you.
I'm starting to fear this. And I must continue the cardio. And I have cut out the beer, though. And I tell you what, because your boy's got an allergy to brewer's yeast. And poop's never been better, all right? Poops have never been
really
better. Yeah, I'm living in 2034 because beer, not it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you got no fave things is what you're telling me.
I mean, I'm telling you that I haven't watched hardly anything since the last time we chatted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm still on The Staircase, which I'm assuming you didn't watch.
I watched the first episode and it is good, but the problem that I have with it is that I've watched the documentary so I know what's happening. And to be honest with you, as good as Colin Firth is, the actual guy is more compelling to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And the daughters are actually more compelling.
I think it's crazy that so many big name actresses play those daughters and they like are such small roles, at least so far. Maybe once I get further in, they'll have more lines. But like Sophie Turner, in the first few episodes, she like maybe has like 4 lines. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know.
How do you go from being Sansa Stark to like having 4 lines in a show?
I know that the daughters become important.
Because you've seen the documentary.
Yeah. Anyways. But yeah, I'm excited for you to finish it so you can watch the documentary and then tell me what you think.
I definitely think the play is to always watch the like scripted show first and then the doc.
Yeah.
If there's both, you know, like these days there's both. Like WeWork, show, doc.
Speaking of documentaries, have you seen Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey?
No, I've never even heard of that.
Netflix, baby. Ding, 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 ding. I am just amazed with Mormons these days, you know? It's insane. Here's the tag. Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey examines the rise of Warren Jeffs in the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and his shocking criminal case. If you want to go down a weird rabbit hole of just like bonkers religion in terms of the LDS, is that what it is? LDS? Latter-day Saints?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, Keep Sweet, Pray and Obey? Insane. Also, did you know that Mormons believe in dinosaurs, but what they believe is that when God was forming the earth, he took a bunch of other planets and mushed them together, and on one of those planets, the dinosaurs lived, and that's why they're embedded in the rocks of our planet? So they believe in dinosaurs, but they believe that they're aliens, which is even more insane.
Yeah, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's much more difficult than them being here, you know?
Mm-hmm. Agree.
Anyways, yeah, bro. Yeah, going from Under the Banner of Heaven to Keep Sweet, Pray, and Obey. Sorry to all our Mormon fans out there, but, you know, whoa, kind of bonkers.
I really think we should have somebody on the show that is Mormon.
Yeah.
To, like, enlighten us and explain some things.
No, I don't know if I want that because they might convert me.
They
know?
Might. Yeah.
I'm very susceptible to...
Are you? I don't know.
Sarah, listen, I've been praying on it, and I think we need to have three more wives, you know? I think that's what God wants of me. He wants me to procreate with multiple women. Heavenly Father has told me to do this. I think I want to get someone from the Mormon religion on the show, and I also want a flat earther in here immediately.
I don't think those actually exist.
Dude, they do.
I feel like people that say they're a flat earther just say that to piss people off and get under their skin.
Here's my question for flat earthers. Well, I have a lot of questions for flat earthers, but here's my main question. When you see a lunar eclipse, what the fuck do you think is happening? Because the shadow over the moon is circular. And you know that's...
This is true.
You know, that's us. So if it was flat, then it would just be like a sliver across.
Uh-huh.
How do you fucking rationalize that?
That's why I'm telling you. I don't think they actually believe it. I think they're just a group of people that like to cause a rise out of people. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I see enough of these videos on TikTok where it's like, they like really believe it.
Speaking of TikTok.
Yeah.
When you told us last week there at the end of the show.
Yeah.
About you watching the woodworking TikToks. I wasn't prepared for how uncomfortable your TikTok about those TikToks was going to make me feel.
Yeah, well, it's sexy. Okay.
I'm concerned for you. Are you okay?
I'm doing great. Like, I love...
Are you sure?
I'm doing great. I mean...
How's your sex life with Sarah?
It's amazing.
Worried?
Those videos are just so satisfying.
They're not that satisfying.
But you know what's funny? You talk about, you know, posting bikini vids or whatever, bikini pics, thirst traps. That one did very well.
Which concerns me.
Yeah. Like I think I got 500,000 views on that. And all I did was watch someone fucking shave wood. Is this all I need to do fucking to be on TikTok is watch other people and like moan and groan? Sign me up, baby. Let me sell some foot pics while I'm at it. What is the least resistance to extreme wealth that I need to go down?
Mm-hmm. I think that could be it.
I think so too. But those videos are great. And also the watch cleaner guy. I watched another one of his videos. Oh God, so good. Oh, it's so satisfying. I watched a cute little rom-com.
You did?
Yeah, Bowen Yang's new film, Fire Island.
Fire Island?
Fire Island, bro.
Like Fire Festival on an island?
No, that's Fire Fest. No, this is Fire Island, which Fire Island's like a place in like New York, I think.
Oh.
Bowen Yang from SNL's on it. It's on Hulu. Here's the tag. A pair of best friends set out to have a legendary week-long summer vacation with the help of cheap rosé and a group of eclectic friends. Fire Island.
Sounds terrible.
It's really good, but it's like it's an LGBTQ+ rom-com, which is kind of refreshing these days. And I love Bowen Yang. Ding, ding, ding. Think he might be one of my favorite SNL people right now.
I haven't watched SNL in so long.
What?
It's good. I really haven't.
It's good. You know Pete Davidson's leaving SNL.
I did. Yes, I know that.
I guess he's going
over. I think he's going to regret that decision.
Well, I feel like he's been trying to leave for the past like 6 years, and like Lauren won't let him leave. He's been like held captive. How much does Hulu pay per episode of The Kardashians? Jump on that bitch.
How much longer do you think that's going to last?
Forever. Forever and ever.
No. Absolutely not.
Here's the thing. I just recently found this out. They're all EPs on it, which means they get cuts of the show and they can make edits.
No, not The Kardashians. Pete and Kim.
Oh.
How long is that going to last?
I think they're going to get engaged.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
Why would Kim do that?
Well, she married Kanye West, bro.
Yeah, but Kanye, at least he had some, like, cool street cred. I don't know. Pete's just Pete.
Listen.
I don't get it.
It's the big dick energy. I guess so. He's also funny. It goes a long way. Girls have low standards. Girls want two things. They want height. And they want funny.
Yep.
And guess what Pete's
got?
I don't
want funny.
Yeah, okay. But you want height.
But height, yes. Women are blinded by height.
They are blinded by the height. But
it's insane.
And Pete's like 6'3", 6'4".
He's taller
than me.
Yeah, I think he's at least 6'4".
Yeah, there you go.
No, the height blindness is real. Tall guys just get away with so much shit.
So much shit. Wonder why.
Yeah. I don't know. Why?
It's like the altitude up there or something.
I don't know. I'm a little guilty of it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Am I a tall person or no?
I would say you're like slightly above average in the height department.
So what's average, you think? 5'9"?
I think average is like 5'10".
Okay. I'm 6 foot.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like I get like the tall guy pass for things.
No, probably not.
No.
I think like 5'10 to like 6'1, you don't really get the pass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 6'2.
But the minute you hit 6'2, yep, you start getting fucking hall passes after hall pass all the shit you pull.
You can do whatever you want when you're 6'2.
And if you're 6'4, my God, you can just be the trashiest, suckiest dude on the face of the earth and you probably still get a great girl.
Yeah, probably. That's all it takes. It's all it takes in this life.
Ew.
Speaking of LGBTQ stuff on TV,
mm-hmm,
Sarah's new movie, My Fake Boyfriend, is going to be out in like Canada, UK, and Latin America on Thursday. So tomorrow, I think.
How do we watch it?
It's going to be on Prime.
Okay. When can us Americans watch?
Next week. So if you're out of the country, you can watch it this week. If you are in the United States, next week. And
I see.
This is the movie that Sarah filmed with Dylan Sprouse.
Oh.
One of them Sprouse boys.
Is he the one that's dating Barbara Palvin?
Yes.
She is so beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot. Here's the tag. A young man in a tricky situation follows the advice of his unconventional best friend, played by Dylan Sprouse, and uses social media to create a fake boyfriend to keep his awful ex-lover out of his life. But everything backfires when he meets the real love of his life. And breaking up with his fake boyfriend proves hard to do. My Fake Boyfriend. I've seen it already, because your boy is sleeping with one of the stars. And it's really good. It's amazing. So you should go watch it. My fake boyfriend. Real love is hard to find.
You're telling me.
Unless you're 6'2", and then you're fine.
Yeah.
You can go and fuck anything you want.
Yep.
Maybe that's why I've always gravitated towards really short women, because then I feel like 6'2". You know?
That's a great point.
I think that's what happened.
Uh-huh. I think so, too.
I think that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading a fantastic book right now, and I want everyone to go read it. And this is so not what I normally read.
Okay.
It's called The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment.
Huh. Yeah, that doesn't sound like you at all.
No. It's by this guy named Eckhart Tolle. And
are you kidding? This guy named Eckhart Tolle?
Oh, you know who that is?
Everyone knows who that is.
Oh, I...
Oh my gosh.
Do you not like Eckhart Tolle?
No, I love him.
Oh.
Go ahead, continue.
Well, then have you read The Power of Now?
No, but I have read, hold on, I have to look up the name of it actually.
A New Earth.
Yes, A New Earth. So good.
I've been kind of going through some things recently, and
Like what?
how do I put this? I've been struggling with ego, I think, recently a lot. And
Okay.
I think it's something that a lot of people struggle with. And
Well, men specifically.
yeah, but it's
Very
not.
much. Yes, everyone. I agree, everyone, but men really do.
I think that like you're confusing like masculine, like machismo ego with like, I'm talking about like career ego and that kind of stuff. Anyways, listen, I think for everyone for the past couple of years going through this pandemic and like work's been weird and hard and the economy's up and down and like there's just like a lot of negative energy and hatred in the world right now. And yeah, so I was talking to my buddy David Bournet, who's a brilliant musician, but he's just like kind of very like enlightened. You know, he's like one of those people who you talk to and you have these like deep conversations. You're like, God, man, I wish I was like kind of more like you. So he sent me this book, The Power of Now. And I started reading it. It's funny how things come in your life, I think, when you kind of need them the most. This book is so interesting with like how it looks at regular human struggle, how we can overcome it, I guess. And I know this sounds like so hippy dippy fruity shit, but like I'm telling you, it's been such a good read. Here's the tag. The Power of Now, A Guide to Spiritual Enlightenment is a book by Eckhart Tolle, who apparently everyone knows. It presents itself as a discussion about how people interact with themselves and others. The concept of self-reflection and presence in the moment are presented along with simple exercises for the achievement of its principles. If I could like kind of boil it down to kind of simply what it is, how someone reaches enlightenment is by being fully immersed in the present. Everyone says these things like stop and smell the roses, like enjoy the moment. You know, like you hear all these things, but it's really hard to do because you're always concerned about your past and future. If you have grief in your life and sadness, it's because of something that happened in the past. That is a fear of what happened before. And if you have anxiety or trepidation, that is a fear of something that is going to happen in the future. And so all of our issues that we have in our life are about things that haven't happened or already did, and it doesn't matter anymore. And when you start thinking about that, it's like, that's kind of crazy. And if you just enjoy what's happening right now, life gets like a little bit easier. I'm only halfway through and I'm no way like any type of like spiritual Sherpa, but it's been very, very interesting. And I've learned a lot about like how the mind affects our consciousness and vice versa, and how your ego really can like feed on your fear and stuff, and how that's just like not helpful in living your life. Anyways, I really, ding, ding, ding. I really, really love this book. And if like you're a little lost or something, dude, go check out The Power of Now.
Well, I feel like even if you're not, it's probably a great read.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of the ego stuff stems from like where you find your self-worth, right? Like I think a lot of people find it in their job or how much money they make or like achievements, awards, like things like that. And I think that's where like a lot of that ego stuff plays in. 'Cause if you find your self-worth in like things that actually matter, like your relationships and stuff like that, I think you have a healthier ego, right? 'Cause the ego doesn't ever really go away. I feel like it's either healthy or it's not. I don't know.
Well, also, you know, your ego, especially with like career stuff or success, I'm doing air quotes, it's a bottomless pit, right? Okay, I want to become rich. I want to own all the things. And when I get to this point, then I will be fulfilled. But then once you get those things and, you know, you make some money or you buy the car or whatever, then there's another thing that you think that you need that was going to fill this bottomless pit of ego. What this book's talking about is that's a part of your brain that like feeds on the fact that it's never going to end. And that's why it's labeled to like kind of like stay alive. Cause it's like feeding on all your insecurities, like what you think you need. And like what you really need is just to be able to enjoy the now. Cause that's all there is, you know? You've only ever experienced now. You've never experienced past. and you can't experience the future because you don't have a time machine. You've only ever experienced what's happening right fucking now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of the same thing over and over again in this book. It's just because I think it's a hard thing to grasp. So it's like kind of like banging it into your head of like, this is what you need to be focusing on. And if you can do that, then you'll be a little bit happier. And I found that like I've just been reading, I'm like, I don't know, 5 days into reading this book, I have been in a better place ever since trying to impart his wisdom into my life. So check it out.
Love that for you, Wells.
You should read it.
Yeah, I will. I would actually like to reread A New Earth because it's been a long time since I've read it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll read this one that you're reading, and then after you're done with this one, you should read A New Earth. And then we can talk about them both.
Okay. What is A New Earth about?
It's similar stuff. I feel like everything he writes has a very similar theme, right? Mm-hmm. I think it has more to do with like finding your purpose in life and your self-worth and like kind of more of that stuff. I think that all plays into living in the moment and not having anxiety and not worrying about your past, because like, I don't know, to me, like all those things kind of play into each other, right? It's like kind of what I was saying. Like if you find your purpose in like your career and your goals and what achievements you want, how much money you want to make, that's not living in the now, right? Mm-hmm. That's like living in what you want for your future or whatnot. So definitely similar themes, but just more about like figuring out for you, like what truly matters in life, what drives you, where you find your identity. And I think when we start to look for our identity in the wrong things, then that's when we start living in the past or living in the future too much, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Eckhart Tolle. Who knew? Yeah. Well, you knew, apparently.
Well, I knew, and a lot of people know, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, I didn't.
that's like saying, oh, I found this author, Brené Brown, that you guys are going to love. Okay, everyone knows Brené Brown, right?
I don't know Brené Brown.
Oh, my gosh. You probably like her, actually. She's kind of like a female version of him in a way, but like more modern.
Yeah.
She has a great documentary on Netflix. If you don't want to go the book route, I guess like a live taping of one of her, she's a public speaker as well. And it was like a live taping of one of her, not shows. What do you call that? When someone does like a public speaking thing.
Like a TED talk.
Sort of. Yeah, exactly. The Netflix special is called The Call to Courage. So it's been out for a while. Hot minute. I think I watched it during quarantine, but really good watch. So if you want an intro to Brené, I would highly recommend that. And then she's got several books that are great.
Look at us. We've gone away from just like, you should go watch this shitty reality show on Netflix to spiritual enlightenment.
Yeah, still going to watch All Star Shore, but also...
I know, All Star Shore's coming out in just 20 days or so.
But also, like, let's keep a good balance, you know?
Yeah, exactly. That's all life is about. And I feel like Eckhart Tolle would agree with us on that. It's all about balance.
Absolutely.
Speaking of balance and balancing the Force, Obi-Wan Kenobi is still great. I love it. I don't know. I'm just so excited for Disney+. Oh, and I've been told to tell you guys one of Sarah's favorite things. Ding, ding.
Oh, great.
RuPaul's All Stars? guys, Drag Race is back, but now with all stars. And we're not talking about people who did well. No, they're all winners, okay? This is the cream of the crop, the best of the best. If you think you know about RuPaul's Drag Race, you don't know shit. I'm making this up. I'm hyping it up because I didn't watch the show. But she says it's great. I said, who are you rooting for? And she goes, well, I have to root for Monet Exchange. I went to high school with her. So she's rooting for Monet Exchange. But Jinx Monsoon, she's loving Jinx Monsoon. I love the names that they get to have. Like this, I need a drag name, first of all. Is there like a BuzzFeed quiz that like makes me get a drag queen
name? Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So she's big into Monet Exchange, big into Jinx Monsoon, and the Vivian. She's the winner of Drag Race UK. This is the first time that they're getting people from like the abroad versions of the show in, and shit is fire. And the first episode, apparently, Naomi Campbell was the guest celebrity judge or whatnot, and they all had to walk the runway, and they had to be judged by Naomi Campbell. Can you imagine?
Sounds terrifying.
It's like me going to play golf and having Tiger Woods judge my swing. I would freak out.
Oh, yeah. That sounds horrible.
Yeah. RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars out now on, I think that's a Paramount Plus. I'm not sure.
Got it.
Yeah. Or maybe it's back on Bravo or something. I don't know. Whatever. You can figure it out.
A lot of all-star themed TV going on right now.
Yeah. What about just the regular stars? You know?
Yeah.
I feel like that's where I live. Can we have just like a mediocre stars show?
Uh-huh.
You know?
I mean, surely at this point they're going to have some sort of Bachelor All-Star show coming up.
Yeah. Is anyone really an all-star in this franchise? The whole premise is it's a bunch of people who can't find love.
Right. You know? So they're all losers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of all-stars? That's what everyone is here. It's true, and I'm one of them, so that's hard to swallow.
I put a pause on Stranger Things. I just feel like that's not something I can watch on my iPad in this Airbnb. Like, I need my big screen TV for that, you know?
Yeah, you got to finish it, though, dude.
I know. So that's on pause. And then I'm still going with The Staircase. Oh, you know what? I kind of have a least favorite thing.
Oh, tell me.
Pains me to say it, but I finished The Flight Attendant season 2. Honestly, it just was not as good as season 1. Like, I just kept waiting and kept watching in hopes that it was going to get better and like have some really great ending, and it was just fine.
Yeah, it's tough. Just fine. The first one was so good. It's hard to live up to.
You know, that's what they get for trying to have it without Michelle Huseman.
Didn't Michelle die?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we want to bring him back to life.
Well, and I'm just saying, like, that's why season 1 was probably so great, because he's obviously amazing.
Because everyone was just sitting there thinking, man, I love some deep dicking from Michelle Kielsman.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it. Do you know who Zach Bryan is?
It's funny you say this. Somebody just asked me this week, because I guess he's playing at Red Rocks this summer. And somebody asked me if I wanted to go. And I was like, I don't know who that is. And then I played some of the music and I loved it.
Yeah, it's funny because Dean hit me up and was like, hey, man, have you heard of this guy? And I was like, I hadn't. I'm kind of embarrassed. It's got kind of like a Tyler Childers vibe to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, if you haven't heard of Zach Bryan, here's a song called Heading South. Pretty good. Check it out.
He won't get the last laugh. It's the last thing he did. And he used to roll around in that red dirt mud. Now he's skipping town in that riser's out for blood. Don't stop going south, 'cause they'll let you play your music real damn loud. Don't stop heading south, 'cause they won't understand the words that are pouring from your mouth.
Pretty good.
Maybe we should all go to that Red Rocks show.
I'm down. You know, I've never been to Red Rocks.
What?
And I've never been. Have you been to the Gorge? I've never been there.
No,
either.
That's. I gotta go there.
Yeah.
I gotta go there.
Now that we're getting back, like, COVID's hopefully over soon, and we can, like, go do things, we should do Red Rocks, the Gorge. Is there any other ones that we need to do?
I feel like Hollywood Bowl, if you haven't done that, is kind of iconic.
Yeah.
I love the Greek Theater. It's a lot smaller than Hollywood.
I love the Greek,
but
too. Yeah.
Yeah. Red Rocks, though, is amazing. He's playing there November 3rd.
Okay.
And then the Gorge, I don't even know who's playing there this year. We should definitely look that up. Dave Matthews Band is playing 3 nights in a row in September.
I love Dave Matthews Band.
Ooh, Rufus Du Sol. That would be sick at the Gorge.
All right, let's plan one of these. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Why is this canceled? Sturgill Simpson and Tyler Childers, but canceled.
What happened?
That would have been sickening, but Rufus Du Sol is still on October.
I saw this cover from this guy named Josiah and The, that's his TikTok name, he was covering Ghost by Justin Bieber, but doing it as like a country folk song. And it's so freaking good.
Young bird thinks there's always tomorrow. Miss your touch on nights when I'm hollow. You cross the bridge that I can't follow. Since the love that you left is all that I give, I want you to know that if I can't be close to you, I settle for the ghost of you. I miss you more than life.
Oh. And if you can't be so freaking good, dude. Go give that guy a follow. Again, it's Josiah and The, and he does like a bunch of covers. I love it.
And it's just all on TikTok?
Yeah. He does one, I think he does one every day, and it's just fantastic.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Well, you got anything else?
I think that's all I got. Sorry, guys. Kind of a short, maybe not actually.
Yeah, I don't
short
know.
Episode.
I mean, listen.
We talked a lot about nothing, so you know, depending on how bored you are, it might have been fine.
Yeah, and also like I'm just trying to get you to spiritual enlightenment, and that's priceless. Right. So
priceless. Yeah. First we bashed Mormons, and then we tried to get you spiritually enlightened. So.
Yeah. Wow. What an interesting dichotomy there is. Huh.
Huh.
Huh. I didn't see the hypocrisy in myself until just now. God, I'm so full of shit. I love
it. Maybe we should, maybe someone, can someone recommend a self-awareness book for Wells next, please?
Oh, beautiful. All right. You got anything big coming up that I need to know about?
I'm about to go on family vacation.
Oh, man.
So that's what I got coming up. I'm playing in Park City, which is one of my favorite places to play, July 4th weekend. So if you're in Utah, Land of Mormons, come on out. Or if you're not, make a trip. Park City is beautiful in the summer.
Tis.
And then, you know, we'll see what happens from there.
All right. If we have any...
I might be hopping down to Mexico for a little vacation somewhere in
come
here.
Come on. I got a room right over here for you.
Coming down to lay by that pool.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if there's any Argentinian equestrians with a strong jawline and a kind of a sad grasp
fat
in the English
account.
Language and a fat ass bank account, hit up my girl.
Holla.
Holla. That's all we're asking.
All we're asking.
All right, well, I'm going to, you know, keep bartending down here and doing the dang thing and make it shit weird.
Great.
And I'm going to be working on my foot tan.
Please.
I'm trying. Okay, guys?
You know, as a last resort, there is self-tanner.
No. I'm like one burn away from equalizing. You know. All right, YFTers, we love you.
Love y'all.
Bye.
See ya. And if you can't be next to me, your memory is ecstasy. I miss you more than life.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.